Okay. Madam Clerk, item number 7, please.
Item number 7, from the County Executive, requesting authorization to delay the transition of the County Correctional Facility South to an appointed superintendent until at least 4 months after legal clarity is secured. On January 24th, 2013, this item was laid over for one meeting cycle.
Very good. Okay. Dr. Colton, nice to see you again.
Thank you. Good morning again, Chairman and Supervisors. This is the same item that was in front of you during the December and January cycles, asking you to delay the transition until 4 months after we get legal clarity. As I mentioned earlier, we have hired an interim superintendent who started this week. He's working to get caught up to speed on the HOC as much as possible. One challenge is the sheriff continues to refuse to give him access to the HOC and is not allowing his staff to communicate with him. So he's fairly limited in what he can do to prepare for the transition. If this delay is not passed, the superintendent's first day in the HOC will be his first day running the facility, creating a potentially dangerous situation. For this reason, we're asking you to delay the transition until we get legal clarity. One new addition, I would like to ask you to amend the current resolution, basically ordering the sheriff to immediately grant the superintendent and anyone who wants to accompany him access to the HOC and all the HOC records.
Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. When I look at the resolution, I think when you look at line 30, 31, I think what would be appropriate, instead of going this, I guess, undefined timeline of legal certainty, that I would propose an amendment that we strike 4 months after termination of the litigation filed by the sheriff through the final decision or dismissal of the complaint, strike that and just insert by July 31st, 2013. That we would be delaying the transition and allowing some time for some of this legal maneuvering to take place. It would then allow both the Sheriff's Department or the executive to come back to the committee in our July cycle and then explain, and we can evaluate the situation from there, whether or not we need to make some adjustments. And then I do see it as a friendly amendment, too, if we'd like to take up. I'd be glad to insert a provision in this, too, requesting that the sheriff open the doors of the House of Correction for anyone that the new superintendent sees fit to accompany them.
Okay, Supervisor. First, let me look to Ms. Colton on Supervisor Weishaupt's first proposal.
I think this was discussed in yesterday's HOC transition meeting, and I think the recommendation from them was to amend it to say 4 months after circuit court decision.
Okay. And does legal concur with that?
Mr. Chairman, yes. We would agree that the resolution needs more certainty than the phrase legal certainty. And therefore, we're expecting a circuit court decision this spring, as early as April 19th, maybe somewhat after that. And so the idea would be to use the same four-month period that was, my understanding is the reason 4 months was picked was that's about the time frame from the adoption of the budget to the implementation April 1st. Mm-hmm. And so the idea would be 4 months after the circuit court decision, the final circuit court decision. And so I think that's the recommendation that was discussed yesterday. I wasn't there, but I think that's what was discussed.
Okay. Supervisor Weishaupt, you still have the floor, in essence, with both of your comments, your reaction to item number one, your first proposal.
Well, I think I need a little clarity on your timeline here. The fact is, what is spring here in Wisconsin when you say... for that, I mean, I'm saying that the transition wouldn't take effect any earlier than we could take action by July 31st, rather than just leaving it open-ended. So I guess you need to clarify what you mean by spring.
Please.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, the clarification is that right now under the court order, there is scheduled a motion hearing on April 19th to decide the issue of whether the court would dismiss the case on the county's motion and the sheriff's complaint. The court may decide it on April 19th that day, or he may take it under advisement and issue a written decision on a later date. We're hopeful he'll make a decision from the bench that day, but we can't guarantee that. And so when I said spring, that's what I was talking about, the April 19th date. But because the judge has the opportunity to take it under advisement and render a decision in the month or two thereafter, the suggestion was 4 months after the date we received the circuit court decision, the final circuit court decision, which could be as early as April 19th. Legally, could be as late as July 19th. I don't expect that, but it could be that late.
Well, then, basically, if you went that route, you're eliminating 2013 as any kind of transition date. Because we're inserting the time period of 4 months after.
After July.
After some court decision.
Yeah, right.
So I would still think that it would be more appropriate that we say that just simply that they were moving it from April 1st to July 31st, and they can report back to us any time during the cycle of May, June, and July with any type of action that needs to be taken. So I don't want to leave this up until a court or legal action, because there is so much, so many different legal maneuvers that could take place that, you're basically eliminating 2013 as any type of transition date. And if that's what you want, then they should just say it, that you don't want to take it over in 2013. But my thing is that I want to take it over in 2013. We're accommodating the issues. And it is not the fault of the county exec. It's the fault of the sheriff, and we can't leave that out. The fact is he's filed this legal issue and this complaint. So now it's delayed the transition. And I'm willing to back, sliding from April 1st to July 31st. So I would appreciate the committee's thoughts on that, and I still think that July 31st, 2013 is appropriate date.
Supervisor Broderick, on that particular piece.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It does sound as if the expectation is this would occur by July 31st, but in the event it did not, I don't think it's wise to limit to a date specific the actions that can be taken. The four-month thing, if it's felt that that's what's necessary to accommodate the remainder of the process, I think to limit it otherwise is probably restrictive in ways that are unnecessary.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. Yeah, this is quite a knotty problem, and legalities of it and what's going on complicates everything, of course. I am not really a very fond of a specific date either, since we have so much uncertainty. And my direct question would be, is part of the lawsuit that the sheriff is doing is, obviously if we want to do a date specific, or it presumes we have some access or can have some cooperation or can work on these many complex issues that were brought up and many of us didn't even know existed between the two. So my question to Corporation Counsel is, Mr. Chairman, is that part of the suit? I mean, we're talking about making an amendment, make amendments for amendment's sake. I'm not interested in doing that. Do we have any recourse? Do we have any legality? Do we have, if we put an amendment in, that means the interim superintendent can have access then? Or is that part of the litigation? That's my direct question. I have a comment after.
Mr. Corp Counsel.
Mr. Chairman, the litigation does not involve, at least in a direct sense, the question of access. It's a question of who has authority, legal responsibility for the House of Correction, or the CCFS. It may at some point become an issue. It is not right now. And I, I don't want to speak for the county executive's office, or the county executive, but I think the request was to ask the county board to support, you know, to state on the record, if you will, that you know, this is a county building. Currently, the sheriff has authority over that building and the people in that building, but it's still a county building owned by the county. It's a facility of the county. And so just to reaffirm the notion that the county board, together with the county exec, would like to state that we want the interim superintendent and people working with him to have access, physical access to the facility.
Well, okay, I mean, it certainly makes sense, but so my question then goes to the county executive's office, and has attempts been made to do just what we're asking, and they've been unsuccessful, obviously, so that's why you're trying to put more pressure, ask us to support that so that something like this can happen? Is that the point?
Yes, we have asked, requested to have access to the facility and have been denied.
Okay. The other thing I would say, and I hope this is taken correctly by you, Mr. Halfman, too, is that we had some, you know, some severe problems, and then we gave it to the sheriff, and now we're looking to come back, and the wisdom of the board is that we're going to make this switch, okay, so that process, that ship has left, okay? And I'm just, you know, wondering if we're, you know, the need to bring someone in to look at it, but, you know, and we'll need to talk more, and there's so many questions need to be answered. This is a big, big job. And, you know, my questions, and I'm not going to get into it now, but I mean, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I'm just wondering if the credentials of the current interim is fair to even ask someone to come in like that that hasn't had a much broader scope of experience or more at a national level, even if we do a national search or something. I think this is a big job, and there's just so many things involved there. And I'll certainly be very happy to talk to Mr. Halfman about it, but I wonder if he realizes what he's getting into a little bit here. So that's my comments of the day. Thank you.
Okay. Supervisor Weishan, thank you. Once again, we're talking about a transition date that we set in April. Now, the administration has come to us with very valid reasons why they can't hit that April 1st date. I see absolutely no problem with adjusting that date to July 31st. Now, if they have problems in accomplishing the July 31st date, they will have ample opportunity to come before this committee and the county board that we would make another adjustment to that timeline for the transition. The fact is that if you leave it open-ended, you know, whether the county executive has shown he's very hesitant about jumping into this. And I think that the county board, we initiated this, we put it in the budget, and we said that we wanted the executive to go back to the old model. So we need to hold their feet to the fire. The fact is the county exec vetoed the first April 1st date before the sheriff even did anything. In fact, when the sheriff went on record and said, here, have it. And then, you know, the county exec vetoed that April 1st date. So I feel that if we do not put a solid you know, wall there, a line that says you have to have this completed by, it will be dragged out and dragged out, and you will not have anything accomplished in 2013. We've made a small step forward here in hiring the superintendent. He can now spearhead the effort to not only get access, but to coordinate the transition. And I don't think it is inappropriate for us to put a solid date of July 31st. And then if they have a problem in accomplishing their task by July 31st, they can come before this committee. Because otherwise, I don't understand why we wouldn't just say, you know, we're not going to do it in 2013. Because even if you take this April date of certainty or whatever, even with that, how foggy that is, you either 4 months after that puts us into September or November when the 2014 budget is over. So you may even be in, you know, tying our hands for how you implement something in 2014. So
we need to put a solid line out there that says, hey, you need to get this stuff done. Because departments are going to be submitting their budgets in June, the exec and his people, and then they report their budget out in September. So I think it is very prudent and wise to set a date, and July 31st, I think, is appropriate.
Okay. Let me look to Corp Counsel as far as Supervisor Weishaupt actually has two amendments. We should put those in writing probably if we need to do a temporary layover so that we know what we're voting on, right?
Mr. Chairman, I think that's up to you. If you would like to do that, that certainly makes sense. I didn't realize there were two amendments. But
Supervisor Weishaupt, I don't mean to put words in his mouth, but he also said that he wanted an amendment as far as access for the superintendent. So let me look to Supervisor Weishaupt if we could temporarily lay this over so that things could be put in writing on specific lines on both of your amendments, and we could take that back up then?
That would be fine. Most of the First Amendment is actually just deleting line 31 and 30. After superintendent, deleting line 31 and 32 and putting in by July 31st.
Okay. Hang on a second. Jennifer, yeah.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I do have the first one prepared that's pretty simple. If you give me a little more information on where you'd want to amend the second language or insert that language, I can prepare it on the spot. If you'd rather have written copies, I'd provide those as well.
You know what? Let's do written copies, and I know we've got other matters before us today. We can temporarily lay this over, and if you could work with Supervisor Weishaupt, Jennifer, and then get those specifics. Okay, Supervisor Schmidt.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to ask one quick point here because I think it's all related. So, you know, if you get this access, then, you know, I think, and I'm not going to speak for Supervisor Weishaupt, but maybe some of us, or maybe the supervisor particularly, is that you've always been requesting that the implementation not happen until at least 4 months after legal clarity is secured. I mean, this happened in April. You could do it in August, by the way. But it's just a problem with the wording, too, to help me, you know, for you to give access, and you do get access, then wouldn't this, and if you have a chance to work on it in the ensuing months here, wouldn't we say that it would be no longer than 4 months, you know, instead of at least? I mean, you know, we're looking for some kind of way. I hate to be date specific, too, with Supervisor Broderick, but I'm not going to vote for that. But does that make any sense to you at all? Just as a, that was my thinking on this, and I've had this for a while.
Okay, so who are you directing that
to? Risen.
Ms. Colton?
Yep. So
Ms. Colton.
So we are asking for 4 months because that's what was specified in the budget originally. I think it can be accomplished within that time. That's your question.
Is that your question?
No, but I'm stopping. Thank
okay.
you.
Why don't we see the amendment first, and then you can ask those questions.
Yeah, I'm not going to answer those questions.
Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. From the resolution that was originally passed, from the budget amendment, rather, that was originally passed, During the fall, a lot of things have occurred, and I would think that the July 31st designation is something, since we do have an interim superintendent here, that we can be looking toward, as opposed to the 4 months language, looking toward July 31st, and if something that needs to happen because what had been anticipated had not occurred by then we can go for. We can go forward, but having heard what Mr. Grady said with respect to what's going to happen in April, I would be amenable to the July 31st date and go forward.
Okay. Let me, first of all, I don't want to rush this. Let us temporarily lay this over, okay, because we do have a lot of items on the agenda. We'll come right back as soon as Ms. Collins and Supervisor Weishaupt are comfortable, okay? And then we'll bring you back up. All right. So, Madam Clerk, item number 8, please.